Hello, lovelies. It's Lupin. How are you? It's Friday. Getting down on Friday. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. Hello. You know, I was driving home from work. Actually, I'm legitimately just pulling out of the parking lot, but it's Friday. And in my head, Friday is now ramble day. I don't know. We're going with it. Free talk Friday. Lol. Let's make a name for it. Hello. This week was a lot better. I had some really freaking sweet messages last week. When I said that I was having a bad month. You guys are so sweet. I love you. Thank you. That was really nice. It's going a lot better now. Still stressed to the max, but that's just my, like, persona now. I'm just always stressed. No, it's a lot better this week. Thank you very much for inquiring. I bumped my head on something today, and it hurts. I don't know what I bumped it on, but your girl is bruised. Not in the good way. This weekend, got a lot planned this weekend. I probably will not be recording any public audios because you guys got spoiled this week. I released like three in a row, I think I only did three. I don't know. I released three in a row and that was a lot. But it was fun. It was fun to do that. And so I probably won't be releasing anything until next week. So I lied. I probably will be recording something, but I'm not going to actually put it out until next week. Put it out. Oh, the sun is sparkling on the freaking lake and I want to go swimming. It is way too cold to go swimming, but it's just, you know that feeling or that look when the sun is just sparkling on the lake and you're like, that looks warm. Not warm, don't let it fool you, but I want to. I want to go swimming really bad. See, I am a country person, kind of, not at all, but I'm a rural person. There's green grass! It's springtime, guys! I live in the north. I'm sure down south that there's like a lot of green grass and everything, but up here we're just getting our snow away. And I just saw green grass for the first time and I am excited. Anyway, I am, what was I even talking about? God, I have the brain of a goldfish. I don't remember what I was even talking about. But so I haven't gone swimming in like a pool or in, what else do you swim in? Like anything other than a lake. I have not swam in years, like 10 plus years, I think. Almost 10 years. I have not swam in anything but a lake. But I love swimming so much. And just that feeling of, because of that, this floors people to think about. Hold on 1 second. You're gonna wonder, what floors people, Lupin? What floors people? Well, you'll find out after, oh God, you fell. Sorry. After I deposit this at the bank. Then you'll find out. Seatbelts. Be safe, kids. Anyway, it floors people to find out that I do not own a bathing suit. I've never in my adult life owned a bathing suit because I swim in the fucking lake. Like, why am I gonna wear? Oh, you're a jerk. Oh, fuck you, buddy. Sorry. People are being mean. What are you doing? Can you please pull the cock out of your fucking face and drive? I just got so rude. I am so sorry. That dude was being an idiot, though. Anyhoozle. So, I don't own a bathing suit. I haven't in my adult life for sure.
I don't remember the last time I did. Like, maybe when I was, like, a small child. But, yeah, I don't go fucking... Oh, there's so many leaves on the trees! Oh, I love it! Anyway, I don't go swimming in pools and shit. So, like, I'm not gonna get a bathing suit for a fucking lake. Like, I go in shorts and a fucking tank top. Like, hell yeah. I am so sexy, y'all. It is ridiculous. Okay.
What else can I talk about today?
It is so warm. I am happy. I love it. I love the spring we're getting. No more snow. I'm sick of the snow. I don't want it anymore. I'm getting that spring cleaning urge. I want to clean my house. My house is too big, guys. Like, no humble brag there. I'm saying it is a bad thing. I don't want it that big. I mean, there's more rooms to clean, more rooms for my dogs to somehow get into, even though I have the door shut. They open them and freaking tear up my sheets or something. I don't know. They're jerks. But so it's the time of year where I'm like, okay, time to go into the rooms I never go into just to clean. Freaking lazy. Hi, I'm lazy. How are you? Anyway, so this weekend is gonna be fun. Lots of recording for stuff. Gonna try to get some. I think I'm gonna do a Netflix and chill this weekend. Recording. That has been, if you haven't been a Lupin follower, I can't think of a name for my subs. Lupin friend. My friend. Friend. God, what is wrong with me? Anyway, if you haven't been following me for very long, I did a couple of these Netflix and chills where I would, it was a girlfriend experience kind of audio where I would, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but my window is like loose in my door. I know it sounds weird, but like it's the mechanism for my window is like a little loose and it keeps clacking and I'm annoyed of it. Anyway, it's like my significant other is a mechanic. So it's like the cobbler's kids. They never have good shoes, right? Because the cobbler never wants to make shoes or whatever for his kids. That's me with my truck. It's like my truck is never in tip-top shape because my significant other doesn't want to fucking deal with my dumb door. He's like, it's fine, don't worry about it. I'm like, but it makes noises. I don't like the noises. He's like, is it working? I'm like, yeah, it's working, but it's making noises. Anyway, such is my life. These are my small problems in the day that I deal with. It's my door making little clicking noises. Fuck, what was I even talking about? No, oh, Netflix and chill. So I used to do these Netflix and chills where I'd watch an entire movie and basically act as if we were watching it together and you guys could watch it along with me. And they were awesome. I loved doing them. That's the kind of content I love. But your girl is lazy. It takes a long time to record them, obviously. It's little effort. I mean, it's just chilling and talking to me, which is awesome because I'm awesome. But I'm lazy and taking that much time to like watch a movie. Plus, I only want to watch movies like I've seen already because that's how I am as a movie watcher. I hardly ever watch new movies. I just watch the same ones I've already seen. And I just want to watch Shawshank Redemption over and over and over, which I'm never going to do. I'm never going to watch it because I cry every time. I've seen it about 20 million times because it's my favorite movie. And I just cry every single time. Every time. I love that movie so much. What are my top three movies? I'm going to tell you really quick because I just thought of it. My top three movies. Ooh, actually, it's a little hard. Top one is Shawshank because Shawshank. I love Shawshank. How many times can I say Shawshank? I love Stephen King, and Shawshank is one of my favorite little short stories of his. So that's a big, big old plus for me. So Shawshank, and then my second favorite, Jurassic Park. I think the original, obviously. I think Jurassic Park is my second, maybe like my third. Because my second, okay, my top four. I don't know which one of these is which. I can't decide. Okay, no, I'm making a quick decision. We're making quick decisions here. I am a smart person. I can do this. My second is Castaway. I love Castaway so fucking much. Such a good movie. And then my third is Catch Me If You Can. Fuck, no. Second is Catch Me If You Can, and then Castaway. A final decision. Final decision. Obviously, I love Tom Hanks. Fuck, wait, but what about Dead Poet Society? Fuck. I don't know. That's my top five. Somewhere in there, they all are. Jurassic Park is probably my fifth. I love Jurassic Park so much, but the other ones are just so... Oh, you're pissed. Sorry. It's so wholesome. There were these two kids. It was obviously like a brother and like a little brother. The tall brother. The big brother is probably like 16. I don't know. I'm old now. Kids all look young. So he's probably like 16 years old. And he was skateboarding down the path. And his little brother was bicycling. His little brother is probably like 10 years old. And the little brother on the bicycle like swerved in front of the big brother. And the big brother hit him with his skateboard. And big brother like tipped over. And little brother just kept going like, yeah, bro. Fuck off, yo. And it was just so wholesome because big brother was like, the fuck, dude? And little brother was like, hey, you could tell he was just digging it. It's like, ugh, siblings. I love it. I don't know what I was talking about. It is so warm, you guys. I'm so happy. I love warmth, especially on a Friday. Like, except it sucked because it was gorgeous outside all day while I was working, and then I wanted to be outside, and I think I bitched about this last week too. That's how my Fridays have been, though. It's been gorgeous on Fridays, and I'm just like, let me outside. Let me get tan. Your girl is pale AF. I'm so pale. It's not a look. I don't know if I want to talk about this. Yeah, I'll talk about it. So, one thing that a couple of you have noticed, because I've gotten messages about it. Typically, I post whenever I hit like 100 milestone. Typically, I post, you know, a picture, just a fun, little fun picture of myself being lewd or something like that, every 100 subs, but I don't think I'll be doing that anymore. Nothing bad happened. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, me getting harassed or anything like that. It wasn't anything bad. It's just a personal thing. Ever since my Patreon debacle, I felt really weird about the pictures, because I just don't. I understand that people, you know, use them in that way of lewdness, and I like, you know, giving you pictures to see and you know, having some fun visuals for your to go along with, you know, find the body to the voice. You know, I like that. It doesn't bother me, and I know you guys enjoy it. But just the idea of them being called, like, pornography, and I don't know. I understand that technically it's pornography. It just, something about it rubbed me the wrong way, and I have not had any interest in posting them. So I don't know. I might post, you know, a picture occasionally, but just FYI, kind of. And I probably won't make a comment on my page, like a text comment or something. I'll just kind of let it go. But, yeah, I kind of deleted a lot of the pictures. Off of my Patreon, my subreddit, and I won't be posting many in the future. I'll probably post some. You know, I can't resist giving you guys a little bit of a treat every now and then, but it's just not something I'm going to be doing. So, like every 100. So just FYI, because I got a couple messages about it, and I don't want anyone to think I'm. That anything bad happened, because nothing bad happened. I wasn't harassed or, you know, doxxed or anything like that. Nothing bad happened. I'm just discovering comfort levels is how we'll put it. Discovering comfort levels for myself and what I'm comfortable putting out there consistently. That was a downer topic. Let's do something fun. Do you guys have plans this weekend? if you have fun plans, aka plans that include good food, because that's all I care about in life, please tell me. I want to live vicariously through you. I made some bomb ass pulled pork. Like, I didn't do any like weird flavoring, or not weird, but like any big flavorings. I just salt and peppered it. Well, salt, pepper, and like a bunch of garlic and sauteed onions. Yum. But I made like a big amount of pork, pulled pork, and then in my Instant Pot, because your girl is an Instant Pot freak. Whoa. Hey, buddy, that was slamming on your brakes, and my truck is not as fast on the ticket as yours. Thank you. Anyway, on the ticket. I don't know what he meant by that. so that, I just completely lost my train of thought. No idea what I was just saying. Pulled pork. There we go. The pulled pork was so good. Yesterday I made these like hoagie rolls with pulled pork. With pulled pork. And I used some like Colby Jack. Oh, so fucking yummy. That was just like comfort food to the max. I think we're gonna make Philly cheesesteak tonight. Okay. Judge me all you will. I've never had a Philly cheesesteak. I know. Everyone always judges me. I've just never had interest in a Philly cheesesteak. It just didn't sound that amazing. And my significant other was like, the fuck, bitch? So, which I don't know why he's so surprised. He's like, we've been together for years and years and years and years and years. So I don't know why, like, he knows what I eat, but apparently he never could fathom the idea that I've never eaten one. So he demanded that we make Philly cheesesteaks. So that's a thing. So I'm probably gonna have that tonight with some coleslaw. Does coleslaw go with Philly cheesesteaks? I don't know. It sounded delicious to me. What's this? Hand-dipped corn dogs? Yo, give me. There is a food truck on the side of the road with hand-dipped corn dogs. I want a hand-dipped corn dog, please, and thank you. In my mouth. You know what I haven't had for, like, months? Ketchup. I haven't had it in my house. I haven't been buying it because I'm trying to stay away from carbs. So, like, I haven't been buying it for months. But I keep eating things that I'm like, oh, this would be so bomb with ketchup. And I don't have any. And it's starting to bother me. Like, your girl's apparently a ketchup freak. I don't know. I don't feel like I eat ketchup any more than normal people. But the fact that I don't have it in the house for like 5 months or something like that, and I keep being like, where is the ketchup? Give me ketchup. Apparently, I like ketchup. I like mustard too. Like, fucking hey. Okay, this is not food talk. I'm not a food podcast. Babish. Yo, girl, Babish. You know what I had today? Speaking of food, because apparently I like to talk about food. You know what I had today for the first time ever? She says, as she fucking just said she was staying away from carbs, I normally, if I drink soda, which I try not to, but if I drink soda, I drink diet soda. Not necessarily because I don't because I want to stay away from carbs or something like that, but because I prefer the taste of aspartame, apparently. I just don't like super sugary drinks. I don't like super sugar. So I don't drink like Mountain Dew. I don't drink that kind of stuff. It's too sugary for me and I don't like it. So I always drink diet. Whenever I'm drinking, I drink diet. But I have never had Baja Blast. And it looked really good. It was that pretty color of blue. And it was at the quick stop when I went and grabbed a soda this morning, or an energy drink this morning. And so I was like, shit, I'm gonna grab this Baja Blast and I'm just gonna try it. Like, if I don't like it, I'll give it to my coworker, whatever. No big deal. But I wanna try this Baja Blast. I loved it. It was so good. It didn't even taste super sugary. And then I looked at the fucking back of the bottle. Did you know that bitch had 74 grams of sugar? Hello? 74 grams of carbs. And then 73 were sugar. But like 74 grams of carbs, that's more carbs than I like. Holy shit, guys. That is so many carbs. That is more than double my what I allow myself to have in a day usually. Jeebus criminy. Oh, the stuff in food, man. Oh, gosh. I almost choked drinking it. I was like, okay, there you go. I just didn't think about it because I always drink diet everything. And I knew it was going to have sugar in it, but I just didn't comprehend. But shit was good. Shit was amazing. God, can you imagine the amount of fucking sugar in like a McGriddle? I love McGriddles. Don't fucking at me. McGriddles are so good. My coworkers never had a McGriddle. I'm like, how can you not have a McGriddle? They're like the best thing in the entire world. She likes the biscuits. I don't like biscuits. I don't know what. I don't like biscuits. They're dry to me. They're like crumbly. I don't like it. I don't like crumbs. This is the most boring conversation. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Okay, now it's too hot in this truck. Please don't be this perv. I don't know what to talk about. I don't want to talk about. What do I want to talk about? What do I want to talk about? Let's tell a story. Okay, I'm going to tell. Last week, I told a story about my my Barracks Bunnies days. My Badge Bunny. I think I'm more of a Badge Bunny now rather than a Barracks Bunny. I was hella military girl back then because my best friend was a Army recruiter. So I was like, oh, I want to jump all the military boys. I had a thing for Marines just to piss my Army recruiter friend off. He did not approve of it. It was so funny. Anyway, so last week I talked about that. And now let me tell a story from that time. So God, I was 18, I think. I was around 18 years old and it was summertime. I was out of college. I didn't do summer classes during college. So I was out of college and I decided to take my friends, a couple of my friends, and go camping. I love camping. So we went to a campground because we were just girls. So we didn't go anywhere cool. We were just like, okay, we'll just go to a campground because it's easy. So we went to, it was a bunch of girls, and we all went to this one kind of popular campground, set up our camp, and we were trying to get a fire started. It was three of us there, right? That's for the beginning. So we were trying to get a fire started. Couldn't get a fire started. Well, there was a group of guys next to us, and we're a bunch of 18-year-old girls, right? So a bunch of dumbass 18-year-old girls sitting there trying to get a fire started. So next to us were a bunch of guys that I kind of vaguely knew. I didn't really know them, but they were Army guys. And so I vaguely knew them through my best friend, the Army recruiter. What's his name? The Army recruiter. So I vaguely knew him through there. So they came over and they helped us make a fire. And oh God, we were all just being little sluts, like so flirting them up, right? And the guys were already drinking. And they were like probably 22 to 25. Like they were older than us, but it wasn't horrible. It wasn't bad. So there was this one guy who was more belligerently drunk than the others. There were two guys that were mainly like over there. And there was one guy who was more belligerently drunk. And he was trying to get in my best friend, my girl best friend's pants really bad. Oh, it was so obvious. He was really trying to get for my girl. And so, let's call her C. So, he, oh, wow, you are going very slow, sir. I don't approve of this. The fuck? So, he took our firewood because we'd bought firewood, but it wasn't split. So we took our firewood. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to split your firewood. So he grabs a hatchet and he swings the hatchet. First swing, he, fucking like an infantry boy, first fucking swing, swings and misses and hits his fucking leg, swings, embeds this little hatchet into his leg, looks down and is just like, fuck. I'm freaking out. I'm like, shit. Other dude, who is drunk as well, but not as drunk, is like, it's all right. Like, it's like, it's all right. I'm a medic. And so he goes out back to their camp, grabs his medic kit that apparently he brought with him. Maybe this is common. Maybe infantry dude always gets hurt. I don't know. But medic is like, I got this, boy. So he comes back, bandages up the dude, and dude like cuts off his pants. You bet your girl was like, hell yeah, get those off. But anyway, cuts off his pants and like bandages himself up, right? Whatever. Well, so then we're over the trauma of this guy just butchering himself, and they get our fire going, and then we're like, yeah, you can come over. We were 18. We weren't supposed to drink, but we were little 18-year-olds. So of course we're drinking. So we're like, yeah, come over. You can hang out with us. We'll all drink together. We'll have a good night. So we do. We're all hanging out, all drinking. Well, I'm sitting at the picnic table, and one of the things that these guys were doing that was cracking me the fuck up, and I still, when I talk to C, if I ever talk to her, we don't really talk that much anymore, but if I do, I always bring this up every time, and she gets so embarrassed. But this guy, the main drunk guy, infantry, he would have this saying. He had this way of talking. Everything that he could say, like, if he was talking about something and it was negative, he was like, oh, fucking communist. Like, that's a communist log. If the log didn't want to split, fucking commie, fucking communist, communist log, like, every single time. It was just, like, this weird, like, oh, so fucking communist. And every time that something was good and, like, he liked it, he would say, that is so American. So, you know, that's an American fire. That is so American. Anytime. So bad equals communist, good equals American. And then this man said. So, I told y'all, dude was crushing on C hardcore. C is gorgeous. So I don't blame him. So he was crushing. So I was sitting next to C on the picnic table, and infantry was sitting next to C. So C was like sandwiched between us. And so fucking infantry reaches over and like is rubbing on her like left leg or right leg. So like he's sitting on her left and he reaches over and rubs her left leg or right leg. So it's like rubbing against my thigh. So I like look down and he's like rubbing on her upper thigh, like, you know, that way. And I'm like, oh shit, like, hello, something's gonna go on in the tent tonight. So he's rubbing on her leg and he leans over and does that drunken whisper, right? So they're like making out and stuff while he's rubbing her leg. I'm sitting there fucking eavesdropping like a motherfucker because my best friend is getting felt up, and you know your girl was like gonna tease her about it, right? So he was rubbing on her leg and he leans over and does a drunken whisper right in her ear and he just goes, you are so fucking American right now. And I am not even kidding, I laughed so hard, I bust out laugh. I could not contain myself. You hear someone just whisper, trying to be seductive, and you are so American right now. Bust the fuck up laughing. I could not stop laughing. My friend got so pissed at me. I cock-blocked her so hard. They did not end up sleeping together that night because of me. Because I just fucking exploded with laughter. And Medic was like on the other side of the fire, because we were all sitting around the fire. And Medic was on the other side, and he just looked at me like, what is wrong with you? Like, you just blocked my boy. I'm like, I am so sorry. But, like, that is so cheesy. It was so bad. Oh, she did not forgive me easily that night. But, so that's my, it probably wasn't that very interesting, but that's my, one of my stories from when I was 18. That was a story. That was a time. Another time where I've made myself an idiot. I was also 18 at this time, because of my, badge bunny. This was badge bunny. So that was my military idiocy. I wasn't even into those guys because they were drunk and wasn't very hot. Nah. But I will say Medic did like lean over like he was doing stuff and his tags fell out of his shirt, and that was a good moment. I did enjoy that. I remember that to this day, a million years later. I remember his tags falling out of his shirt and being like, oof. Just one of those like random things, you know, like it's not a sexual thing, but like it's just something you notice and just oof, makes you feel good. It wasn't sexual at all, it was just his damn tags. But your girl was like on it like, what? All right. Another thing that happened that was like a badge buddy moment. I don't like getting in trouble, so I get very uncomfortable when I get in trouble. I'm a very good girl. I try to do things very good. I'm always do the legal thing and blah 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 blah. I'm a very good girl. Well, when I was 18, I was driving around like you do in small towns at like 3 a.m. just hanging out with a friend. We weren't drinking, we weren't doing anything bad. We were just driving around, and I drove to this other, like the sister town of ours that I don't really go to that often. And I especially don't go at night. We were just driving around and went into the sister town, and, they were doing some road work in the middle of the night on the main road. And that's really the only road I'm familiar with. So they were doing side work construction on the main road, and you had to take side roads. So they were like had a detour set up. So I got uncomfortable because I was driving and I had to go on these detoured roads and I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know. It was like one of those little city blocks where it's all these blocks and I didn't know what the roads were. I didn't know which ones were one ways and I was very uncomfortable. But anyway, it's 3:00. There's no one really around. So it wasn't a big deal. So I'm just sitting there bullshitting with my friend, and I'm taking the detours through the main part of the city, and a cop starts following us. Whatever. In that town's really known for having really overeager, aggressive cops. So I was like, fuck, dude's just gonna follow us because he's like, why are these kids? My car was like, oh, I'll talk about my car, but it was like very obviously a kid's car. So he's, you know, just following my car. And so he was following me, and I got very nervous because, like I said, I don't like doing anything wrong. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't get in trouble. So I was being very nervous, and I was watching him in my mirror, and I was trying to make sure I didn't do anything wrong. Well, of course, when you're trying not to do wrong, what do? You do something wrong. And I ran a stoplight. There was like this T stop, like a capital T stop. You know what I'm talking about. And it was like you could turn and go onto the main road, which is what I wanted to do. And I didn't realize that there was a stop sign there for me, like that I'd stop before I turned. I just thought I could turn. And so I didn't realize that it was a three-way stop. Three-way stop. That's what they're fucking called. Three-way stop. Wow. Ooh. Hello, bumps. Three-way stop is what they're called. Anyway. So there was a three-way stop, and I didn't really realize it until I was in the middle of the three-way stop. Well, I already knew that the cop was going to pull me over because I was like, fuck, I ran a stop sign. So I stopped, panicked. I stopped in the middle of the three-way stop. Like, oh shit. And so I stopped there and I'm like, oh God, like I just made the dumbest mistake. Like he's obviously going to now pull me over because I look like a drunk idiot stopping in the middle of a three-way stop, like stopping in the intersection. So I'm like, oh, whatever. So I turn onto the main road and immediately pull into the next stop because I know that he's going to pull me over. So I just try to make it as easy as possible. And I pull over into the next stop. So I pull over there and he pulls in behind me. And little did I realize, because I don't know this town very well, I had pulled right into a bar parking lot. The one place that I decided to pull into, and it's a bar parking lot, and I'm a little 18-year-old. Well, I realized, like, as the cops coming up, I'm like, fuck, I just pulled into a bar. And I'm like, I'm freaking out. My friend is like, the fuck is wrong with you? Sitting next to me, right? And I'm just like, oh, I'm the biggest fucking idiot. So I'm sitting there shaking, like, so nervous, because I feel like the world is ending right now. My first time ever being pulled over, FYI. That's how much of a good fucking child I was. First time ever being pulled over. So I'm like, oh, oh God, freaking out. Cop comes up to my window and he's like, hey, you know, what's going on? I'm like, I didn't know the light. I didn't know the stop sign. I'm sorry. I went through it on accident. And then I realized I did. So I stopped. Like, I'm sorry. I just messed up. He's like, okay, well, give me your, he's like, do you have your license or do you have your registration or not registration? Fuck, insurance. He's like, do you have your insurance? I'm like, ah, shit. I don't have my insurance cards. Like, my parents just, like, I have the insurance card number written down in my, like, phone. Here's my phone. Give the guy my phone, and he's, like, he's annoyed at me at this point because I'm on my insurance card, so he's getting annoyed. And I'm like, ah, I'm freaking out. He's like, okay, give me your, he's like, give me your ID. And I'm like, okay. So I hand him over my ID. And he looks at me, or he looks at my ID, and he looks at me, and he goes, do you even have a driver's license? I was like, what? And he hands it back to me, and it's my, like, debit card. And so what does your dumbass girl do? I'm embarrassed now. On top, I mean, this guy was hot. He was a very attractive young man. He was probably, I was 18. He was probably 20, 23, 24. He's very attractive. And so I'm embarrassed and scared and, like, freaked out. So what do? I just look over at him, bat my eyelashes, and I'm like, sorry, I was trying to pay you off. Guys, my friend hits me in the arm like, what the fuck are you doing? The guy looks at me like I am the scum of the earth, and I'm like, that was a joke. Sorry. I give him my ID, and he looks at it, he's like, go home. Okay. Didn't give me a ticket or anything, because I think he was very ashamed of my joke and didn't find it funny, and just was just so ashamed that I mean. My friend, that is C. That was C with me, actually. That's funny. C was with me that time too, and she will not let me live it down. I won't let her live down her being American, and she will never let me live down the fact that I tried to hit on a cop with a very, very stupid joke. Oh, to be 18 and not know what a fucking idiot you are. Oh, God. Guys, that's me. I had no clue. I was so stupid. I'm home, by the way. I just got home. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for chatting with me. I hope you enjoyed those fun stories out of my life. And I hope to see you again next week with some fun stuff. Maybe I'll make a post this weekend or something. Maybe we'll do something. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something. But I'll see you next week. Bye, lovelies. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And if you eat yummy food, sorry, I have a bottle of, like, water flavoring in my hand. Sorry for the weird noises I'm sure it's making. Anyway, if you eat yummy food this weekend or have plans to, let me know, because I'm jealous and I want food. I'm really hungry right now, if you can't tell. Please tell me. Or also tell me yummy drink mixes, because I think I'm going to get drunk tonight. All right, loves. Have a great day. Bye.